When creating an exit strategy, business owners can't just account for the health of their books. They also must consider the health of their brand. Financials say a lot about an organization, but public awareness can mean the difference for a company that sells and a company that sits. I've known the talented PR team at HKA for many years, and I've seen firsthand how marketplace visibility equals marketplace value. If your brand needs a boost, contact the marketing communications experts at HKA by calling 714-426-0444 or visit them online at www.hkamarcom.com. Hi, this is Bill Black from the Exit Coach Radio Show. Last year, a business owner friend of mine died suddenly and tragically, and his family was unprepared. In his honor, I'm giving away 1,000 of my ebooks entitled Business Continuity, 5 Steps to Protect Your Family, free. All you have to do is text the word FAMILY to 44222. That's FAMILY to 44222. Don't let your family be the victim of an unplanned business. Text FAMILY to 44222 for this free information today.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for joining us today. Very excited about our next guest. He is Dakim Duncan from Work Your Passion Coaching in New York, New York. And Dakim is a business development coach, and he specializes in coaching and small business owners that want to increase their personal income but are unclear about how to achieve this. And by helping business owners improve their performance of their business and increasing their personal income, Dakim has been very very instrumental in helping many business owners. We're going to talk about business coaching, what it means, how a business coach can help a business, and results you should expect. So, Dakim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Bill.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us today. Dakim, before we get into the topics, could you tell our listeners a little bit about you and your background and how you came to start Work Your Passion Coaching?
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in New York, had the typical kind of New York experience growing up, went to a bunch of great schools, great people. I would say around age 18, I discovered that I probably would not do well working for someone else. And it was a very young age to do that, but I said, you know what, I want to start my own business. But being 18 and not really knowing much about anything, I went into college, went to work for corporate America, and after about 10, 12 years or so, I really woke up to say, you know what, I'm just not happy doing what I'm doing. And it took me a journey to kind of figure out exactly what I was passionate about, but around 2006, when I finally discovered what I was truly passionate about, which was helping people, that set me on a journey to kind of a self-discovery of finding out, you know, how I could use my passion to really basically drive profits, to build a business around my passion. And that led me to coaching. Someone suggested a life coach to me. I never heard of coaching before in my life. But instantly, when I had a conversation with the coach, I instantly knew this was something that I wanted to do. And she recognized that talent in me fairly early on, and she agreed to take me on. She initially trained me. She first coached me, then she trained me as a coach. And then I went on to practice the coaching, the craft of coaching, and got certified and just really started doing it. And then in 2012, I had the opportunity to leave my job that I was still working at, and I've just been doing it full-time since 2012 and loving it.
What are some of the hallmarks, do you think, of a good coach? What are some of the things that they say, you know, to be a really good coach, you have to be this, this, and this?
Each coach brings something different to the table, but I think a good common thread between all good coaches is, one, you have to be a good listener. You have to be really willing to put yourself and kind of what's going on inside your head in the back seat and really focus in on what your client is going through and what they're expressing to you, because a lot of times they'll say one thing verbally, but there's always things underneath that's really going on. So there's that. You need to be a really good listener, very, very empathic almost.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you really need to have the best interest of the client. You really want to kind of put yourself side by side with the client on their journey and really want to, you know, get them to that place that they want to be, almost as much as you want anything for your own self and your own life.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So you really have to listen with an understanding that there may be more to what you're hearing, and that your radar always has to be up for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's the surface listening, and then there's what's underneath. And a lot of times when I'm talking to clients, they're telling me about one thing, or they're expressing concern about one portion of their business, but really underneath they're really expressing a fear that they have that's really kind of blocking them from seeing the full picture. And that's a lot of the work that I do, is working with those fears and bringing them to the surface and getting clarity on what's really going on and what's preventing them from moving forward.
So part coach, part detective.
a little bit of both.
Now, if I'm a business owner and I'm thinking, you know, I feel stuck. I just don't know what's going on here. But what are some of the signs when someone would know when they should hire a business coach, Kim?
That's a great question. Typically, what I see a lot of times is people wait too long to engage a coach because they are afraid of the cost, or in some instances, they really don't see the value of coaching, because coaching is relatively new, and to a large extent, there are a lot of people that still don't know about understand what a coach really does. Ideally, you should get a coach early on in the process. If you're a startup, you really want to get a coach that can really guide you through the process. Or if your business is up and running and you've been doing it for a while and you find yourself really stuck and not being able to get past a certain point, or if you hit a plateau in your performance, that's really when you want to engage a coach. You know, a really good coach will help you avoid the common mistakes that most business owners make, which will, over the long run, save you time, frustration, and ultimately save you money.
So it's recognizing that you're at a position where let's go back to a golfing analogy. You're just not getting better, and you think, okay, at this point, maybe I need somebody to look at me, look at my swing, look at how I do things back to my business, and really decide that it's time to get help and bring someone in. So open-mindedness is a big characteristic, it sounds like. And how does a business coach come in and help a business initially? What are some of the assessment tools that you use, or do you just come in and start asking questions, or how does that work?
I generally, in my coaching practice, I use a diagnostic tool that I've developed and customized that really forces the client to look at all areas of their business, their sales process, their pre-sales, post-sales process, their marketing materials, their team that they have around them, their time management. You know, they go through this really intensive diagnostic. And then what I do is I take that information, and then I have a coaching. I usually have a coaching session with them, and we, you know, go through it together to really determine, you know, what's going on, what are the gaps in their performance in these particular areas. And then I, you know, put together a plan. We usually work together to put together a plan to address the shortcomings or the areas where they have the biggest challenges. And then we go about executing that plan.
Okay, so it starts with a diagnostic and kind of a straight line to determine, okay, let's figure out where things are not quite up to par in those particular areas. And is the overall goal to drive the profitability, the valuation of the business, or is it the owner's happiness, or is it could it be a wide variety of things? Then you know, certain people
really
have certain
depends.
Objectives.
Yeah, it really depends on the client. Whatever the client really wants is what my goal is. So when I said earlier that, you know, a good coach really kind of partners with their client, I take that to heart, you know, because whatever the client's agenda is my agenda. So if a business owner has been working in a business and they're just not getting that satisfaction, then we, you know, the majority of our conversations will be around what's going on with that business owner. Is it time for him or her to consider selling the business? Is it time to consider kind of shaking the business up, perhaps taking the business in a different direction? What would that look like? How would we execute that? Or if the client is, you know, really just struggling and is stuck with the profitability of the business, then, you know, then our conversations are going to be about, well, what's not working with the business from a technical aspect, and how can we improve it? Is it the sales process that's broken? Is it the marketing that's not consistent or up to date? Do we need to look at other areas to market and the clients that we're attracting? So it really depends on what the client's agenda is. It's how I work it.
But I guess my point there is that it could be issues in the business owner's mind. Or their spirit. There's a lot of, let's face it, a lot of age 50 plus business owners, our audience, that's saying, I just don't have the passion anymore. And built right into your company name is Work Your Passion Coaching. So is that something that you're finding? Do a lot of people say, help me get the passion back?
Yeah, I've had a couple of clients that really have just, you know, they've been working the business 5-10 years, and they just run out of steam, and they're like, you know, it's constantly trying to come up with new ideas, constantly trying to market, because I work with a lot of business owners that are solopreneurs. So it was just, you know, they were just really, really tired of it. So the thing that I had to do with them is really just kind of reconnect them to why they really got into the business in the first place. So it goes right back to what you were saying is, yeah, it's really in the mindset of the business owner and really finding out what it is that they were originally passionate about and how to really get them to be motivated to get back into that mindset.
Well, I like in your practice, it sounds like you've come up with the creed that no matter where you're hurting, we're going to help you. If you need to find that passion first, let's work on that. And then we can work on why you don't have passion for this business and what we can do to grow the business now that you have a renewed sense of passion. But if it's financial, if it's operational, if it's other strategies that need to be explored, let's just talk about it and figure out where we go from there. So it sounds like what I would call a holistic approach, a 360-degree approach to helping the business owners. And do you work with business owners all over or just in the northeast part of the country?
No. I work all over. I've had clients as far away as Hawaii, which I would love to go down there and work locally down there with them to get out of this northeast winter. but I work all over. I work all over. This is the beauty of the time that we live in. You can work, you know, wherever your client is at. I actually have a coach that I work with that, you know, continuously coaches me to improve my process, and he's actually located over in the UK. So it's wherever the client is.
Yeah, with technology these days, it's easy to have phone meetings and interactive meetings via Skype and computer and that type of things. So tell us a little bit about your website, workyourpassion.net. What would our listeners find there, and why should they go?
Well, over at my website, there's a host of information about it's primarily a blog site where I put articles up about information and how to do the business, how to connect with their passion. I have a number of products that I've put together. Number one would be the Ultimate Startup Checklist, which for any of the baby boomers that maybe they've worked their full time at a job, and now they're thinking about starting a business, but they're not really sure how to. It's the Ultimate Startup Checklist is a 250-point checklist that completely removes any of the guesswork from starting up a business. I have videos there, the instructional videos, training videos, anything that you really need to really kind of run your business.
So it sounds like a great resource, a great way to find out about what coaching is all about, and specifically what they do at what Dakim does at Work Your Passion Coaching. Now, Dakim, you have an offer for our listeners, I think, don't you?
Yes, I do, actually. I'd like to invite any of your listeners to a free business breakthrough strategy session. And what that is, usually about a 60-minute session where they'll receive a diagnostic tool to assess their business across all the key areas. They will identify their main issues that's kind of impacting them the most and holding them back the most with their success. We identify, at least one or two short-term goals that they can focus on that'll have the most immediate impact on improving their business. And we try to put together at least some sort of action plan to kind of help them with that short-term goal. So it's a really powerful session that, in the past I've had people go through just a strategy session and really get some valuable information. But it's really just a taste of what working with me would look like on a long-term basis.
That's a great offer. We really appreciate that. So listeners, if you want to find out more about what business coaching is all about with someone who really cares, who will ask the questions, get deep, figure out what your pains are, and help you work with those one by one, whether it's business, personal, whatever your situation is, go to workyourpassion.net or get in touch with Dakim Duncan. And what's your phone number, the best one that they should call you at if they were to call you?
They would call me at area code 347-338-1145.
1145. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us today. I've learned a lot about what coaching is, especially when it comes to, a lot of people think, well, what's coaching going to do? They're going to look at my P&L. They're going to look at my balance sheet. It's more than that. It's what's going on in your mind. Where's your passion? Where did it go? And how do you get it back? And how do you push that forward and make your business something that you love to go to every day again? So, Dakim, thanks very much for joining us. I hope to talk to you again soon and really appreciate your wisdom and your ideas and thoughts here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Had a great time.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.